Okay, hi y'all. So I just had an idea and I'm really tired, so I'm super rambly and I apologize. I'm so sorry. But anyway, so I was thinking, what if, well, okay, I gotta start from the beginning because I'm gonna confuse myself. So starting from the beginning, orgasming releases the endorphins and the happy hormones, and then it makes it easier to sleep. So if my libido allows it and I'm getting ready for bed, oftentimes I'll masturbate and then I'll go to sleep. So that's where this train of thought started about an hour ago. So the thought process is I follow that routine, give myself a little play sesh, I don't let myself come, and then I just leave the dildo in there all night. And I'll check up with y'all when I wake up, after, and tell you the experience and, whatever comes of it. I don't know how long this is gonna be, and I don't know how disjointed this could be, but it's an idea, and I'm gonna try it. This may never get posted, but for science, it must be done. So, let's do this. So, I'm getting, well, I've gotten right. Okay, again, I'm gonna confuse myself. I'm excited and all over the place right now. So, I've gotten ready for bed, like, I'm all ready for bed and I'm in bed. The fan isn't on for the purpose of the recording, so. You know what? I should get a pair of underwear. I sleep nude, but I think I'm gonna put on a pair of underwear after I masturbate so that the dildo doesn't fall out while I'm sleeping. Because I sleep like a crazy ninja person. Okay. So, for audio recording purposes, my fan is not on and my AC is not on. So, what's gonna happen is I'm gonna do the do, put on the pair of underwear, turn on the fan and the AC, and then I'm just gonna go and try to fall asleep after I've done this whole song and dance. I have been writing, well, not script writing, erotica writing, and recording all day, so I am nice and riled up to begin with. Typically speaking, when I play with my dildo, I always start with a blowjob. So I don't know how long this is gonna be because, like I said, I'm already pretty riled up and I haven't touched myself except for the sake of videos, which is a pretty controlled kind of environment. So I'm, needless to say, I am really fucking horny right now. So, gonna blowjob the dildo, fuck my pussy, and then just as I'm about to come, I'm gonna force myself to stop. Because, for science, that's why. For science. I thought about it, and I think that I'm just not gonna talk during the masturbation part, because sometimes. If I'm trying to, it just doesn't make sense, if that makes any sense. I can barely make sense when I'm not fucking myself, so trying to like seriously improv something, it's just gonna come out as like a bunch of weird, disconnected sentences and stuff, and I think that might take away from the experience. Okay, I'm done rambling. I'm good now. So, let's get started. Mm-hmm. I stopped. I kind of hate myself right now because I need to come so bad. But for science, I'm not gonna. Okay. I'm all settled in. I'm gonna post a goodnight bump in the thread, and then I'm gonna go to bed. I'll check in with y'all later. Hi, y'all. It's about 5 in the morning, I think. Yeah, 5:02. It's been about 3 hours since I checked in last. I fell asleep about 15 to 30 minutes after I masturbated. I just woke up. I'm gonna go back to sleep because I have off work today and there's no reason for me to be up this early. I can't remember what I was gonna say. I'm really tired. Oh, yeah. So I woke up. I don't remember any dreams that I've been having. I did enter REM sleep, so I definitely did dream. I can't recall them. But I think I just orgasmed in my sleep. My thighs are soaking wet. My panties are just they're soaked. And my sheets are as well. So I do feel confident that if I hadn't decided to put the underwear on to keep the dildo in, it wouldn't still be in. Anyway, as I was saying, I feel kind of that euphoric, tingly feeling that I get after like a really intense orgasm. So I feel fairly confident that I did in fact orgasm in my sleep. I will check in with y'all later when it's actually time for me to get up and out of bed. So, bye. Okay, it is now 10:03 a.m. I am waking up for real this time for the day. Everything is just as wet as it was when I woke up at 5 this morning. I don't know if I orgasmed again. I unfortunately don't remember any of the dreams that I've had. But I am so horny. I need to come so bad. So I am going to let myself come now because I deserve it for science and for me because I've been a good girl, excellent test subject. So I hope you enjoy. I'm super excited because I'm so excited to come. Oh my god, I'm so horny. This is really pathetic. Okay. I'm not going to talk during this one either, just because garbled words. I don't even know if any of this is making sense right now. I always listen back to my recordings and facepalm because I'm an idiot. So, peace be with you. Let's begin. Oh, wow. Oh. Oh. The most intense orgasm I've ever had in my entire life. Whew. I think I'm just gonna lie here for a minute. And then I'm gonna get up and shower. Once I gather myself, I will come back with my overall opinion of the results of this experiment. Okay. Good morning. It's been like an hour and a half since I last checked in. I got up, I took a shower, I changed the sheets on my bed, and I made breakfast for myself because I was ravenous. So, I feel amazing. Starting off the day with such a powerful orgasm it's been incredible. I feel like I'm going to have a supremely productive productive day. I'm still not totally, coherent yet. I feel like, first of all, I'm in isolation, so I haven't actually spoken to a person for, like, 16 hours at this point. I've just been talking to my mic, so. Okay, anyway. I'm getting off track here. I'm so glad I thought of that because that was so much fun. I will say I'm so sore now. Just from having the dildo in my pussy for so long, my vaginal muscles they're just recovering from that. Because the vagina is just a giant pocket of muscle. And I essentially did stretches, like really, really deep stretches, all through the night by having the dildo in place. So, that was awesome. I might do it again. I will do it again. I think the question in play is, should I, like, record it when I do it again? Make this kind of a series? I would be really interested in doing, like, a butt plug version. The problem is I only have one butt plug, and it's not comfortable enough to wear for long periods of time. So, if I do that, I wouldn't just start with the dildo, if that makes any sense. Like, I enjoy anal sex, but I don't hate myself. So I wouldn't just straight up start with a dildo in my ass. It would be butt plug first. So that'll have to wait until I can, you know, buy a butt plug suitable for that. But let me know if you guys have any ideas, if you enjoyed it. I know it's kind of all over the place because this is just who I am as a person, but I hope y'all have a wonderful morning.